The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show.
Hello, Cleaning Nation. It's Suzanne here. I'm one of the mindset coaches with Grow My Cleaning Company. And I got to tell you, I just love my job. I love what I get to do because I get to work with amazing people. And today I have as my guest, Ellen. Ellen is one of these amazing people. I've just seen her. She's just finishing up our Clean Profit Elite program. And she's headed into a next level program. And I got to say, I've watched this growth happen over the past 8-9 weeks. And it's super exciting. So Ellen, welcome. Thank you for being my guest.
Thank you, Suzanne.
Would you do us a favor and start by telling us whereabouts are you located? What type of business do you have? Tell us a little bit about your business.
Yeah, I'm located in Burnsville, Minnesota. Northern United States, and I have a residential cleaning company.
Excellent. And I got to tell everybody that Ellen is 22 years old. And I say that because I want people to understand that you're never too young, too old, too anything to be able to learn about your business and grow your business. So congratulations, Ellen.
Thanks.
All right. So tell us about, think back to several weeks ago that may seem like a long time, and tell us, where were you at with your business and why did you decide something needed to change?
Yeah. So actually back in February, I had went on a trip and I decided before I left that if anything changed during the trip, like once I got home, I would decide to reach out to you guys, or like I decided then I was going to reach out to you. I started listening to the podcast about a year ago and I really loved what I was hearing, but I wasn't really taking action. So in February, I decided I'm going to reach out to you guys when I get home. And I was a solo cleaner and I'm still a solo cleaner. But we'll be out of cleaning very soon, in the next month. So yeah, and I just knew that I would stay where I was. I would stay as a solo cleaner and another summer would pass and I would be cleaning homes. And I don't want to be cleaning homes. I want to do more and make this more of a business and provide jobs to people. So that's why I reached out to you guys.
Well, we're glad you did.
Thanks.
But tell me, why do you think you were listening to the podcast, but you said you weren't actually doing some of it? Mike gives a lot of advice in his podcasts, right? What do you think was the difference between listening to the podcast and coming into the program?
When I was listening to the podcast, I definitely was afraid. I think I felt intimidated just where I was as a business. I felt like I really wasn't a business. And I wanted to come to you guys, but then there was kind of a self-inflicted fear that I was coming with like nothing and that I should be fixed up before I come to you guys. And then I felt like, and I had been debating reaching out to you to grow my cleaning company for like 6 months. And then I realized that that was what I thought was a lie, that I had to fix myself up and like clean myself up before I came to you. And even on the call with Mike, I told him like, I don't have an LLC. I don't have this. I don't have that. And he said, that's okay. And wow. In this past 9 weeks, I've been able to accomplish those things that I put off for such a long time. So that was helpful.
Wow, that's a lot. Thank you, Ellen, for sharing that. It's very true. It's very from the heart. And you're not alone. We hear that a lot. So congratulations again.
Thanks.
So what are your greatest successes since you've been in the program? What are you celebrating the most?
I'm celebrating raising my rates because that was something I was nervous about, but I was really encouraged throughout the 9 weeks. And definitely my mindset has changed about what cleaning people's homes really provides for them. Another success is being able to have better conversations with clients, current clients, and then prospective clients. So I feel like I can have better conversations with them. I don't know. I guess I've learned a lot in this course, but I feel like it's important that I understand their pain. And like, that's what you guys taught us and like how to get that information from people. And yeah.
And what did it take to go through that? Because I remember we were talking at one point and it was a concern. I don't think I know what to say or how to say it well. What helped get you through that to just do it?
Realizing that it needed to be done. I knew it needed to be done, but I was scared. So I guess more confidence and confidence in knowing that the service we're providing is fantastic. And I got that from feedback from my clients, just like asking them how they feel when they come home. And then also using our results tracker, seeing that we're actually not making as much money as we should be making. And a few years down the line, we won't be we're not profitable. So it was really helpful. Yeah. It was helpful being in the 9 weeks to actually see that. And then be encouraged to fulfill those conversations and get that done.
Great. You know, sometimes it's, again, you're not alone there. Sometimes it's just easier to think, I'm just going to be an ostrich. I'm going to put my head in the sand. I'm not going to look at my numbers. I'm just going to work hard and hope it all works out. But the reality is once you get your numbers and you look at your numbers and you see where you're at, you take your power back. Is that how you felt?
Yeah, definitely. And being able to see exactly where we were numbers wise, you're right. It's like, if you don't know any of that, you're just kind of going along thinking it's all okay, or you're making some money. And it's like ignorance is bliss. Like that was kind of nice, but then knowing the numbers is so much better. So, and you can grow that way.
Exactly. Knowing the numbers is so much better. And I remember, and I have to share, Alan, that again, you know, some of our beginning calls, you were like, I'm not sure I'm worth it to charge this increased amount of money. And that's when we talked about you going back and asking your clients how they felt after you cleaned. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so you encouraged me to ask my clients, like, how do you feel when I'm done cleaning? And I got positive responses, and that was encouraging. And I've asked that in the past, but how I used to word it was, what can I do better? Which is okay, but asking, how do you feel? It was nice to hear, like, oh, I feel like I don't have to do anything, or I feel just like I can breathe. That was really encouraging and helped me realize that this is a very good service and they appreciate it. So
awesome. I hope, by the way, in the future, you use some of that in your advertising for clients, because that would sell me.
Yeah.
Just hearing those testimonials of how you feel better after you've been there.
Yeah.
That's great.
Hey, amazing people. You may have noticed we don't sell a dadgum thing on this podcast. We don't allow ads. The only ask I can ever have of you guys is if you dig the show, for you to spread the word and share so we can change as many lives as possible. Literally, it'll take you 5 seconds to give us a great review, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate you as a listener and value the gift of your kind words. Now, back to the show.
Tell us a little bit about your comfort zone. and how it's grown.
My comfort zone. So I guess when I started the 9-week course, I think I was comfortable being kind of like just not registered with the state, not knowing my numbers. I was okay with that, just kind of sitting in that comfort, not having hard conversations. It's easy to kind of put those off, especially when someone isn't encouraging you and supporting you to do that. But the reason why I reached out is because then I started realizing that was uncomfortable. Because I have goals like down the road, and I'm not going to be able to accomplish them if I'm doing the same thing that I've always been doing. And I think that my confidence has grown throughout the 9 weeks. Confidence because you guys have supported me with everything that I've been going through, and just knowledge, like learning so much more. I feel like the modules that we've had to go through and increasing my knowledge has given me more confidence in running this.
I see your confidence.
Thanks.
I see it. I've seen it grow. I've seen you turn more into a confident business owner than you were when you started. Absolutely, for sure. And I want to share this with everyone because I looked at your, I keep information on everybody that as we go through the program, right? And one of the notes that you said to us on your week four, when we do our week four call, you said, I've done more working on this business in the past 4 weeks than in the past 1.5 years. She's smiling. Anybody who's not watching the video, got to take note. She's got this big grin on her face.
Yeah, I wasn't really doing anything like for the 1.5 years. I would go clean a house, and then I'd go home and just clean my rags and then be done. And I didn't really try to get that many clients. Like, it was word of mouth. And I guess I was just afraid to like put myself out there. I think that's what it was. I was afraid to put myself out there. I think fear of failure is a part of that, but why not just go for it? Like, I don't know. It doesn't make sense. Like, why just sit and do the same thing? And being in this course, really, I've gotten so much done and there's so much more to do, but it's exciting to actually have a goal to work towards, and not just do the same thing over and over, like go clean and then go home and do it the next day.
You've got a new vision for more, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll talk about that in a minute. But before we do, I want to delve into one more thing that you're going to love me for. Something else I noted, you said of a fear growing past yourself to hire more cleaners. That's the part you're in right now. How were you feeling about that, and how do you feel now?
Yeah, I think this is silly, but when I started
nothing, by the way, nothing is silly in our thoughts.
Not silly.
It's interesting.
This is interesting. But at the beginning of the 9 weeks, I didn't really think much about hiring, even though that's definitely something that needs to happen. I think I was maybe afraid of hiring people because of everything else that has to happen before that, which is being done now. So it's like, it's not scary. You just have to do it. It's like eating it. Like, what's the phrase? How do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? And just start, you just like keep chomping away and then you're done basically. But yeah, I think I was a little afraid about what would it look like to train them, and are they going to do everything that I do, and kind of like taking off the reins, like leaning off the reins, not being able to see my clients and talk to them, will they like them? Will they miss me? But now I see that I'm excited to hire because I don't want to be like, I really don't want to clean. I'm really enjoying working on the business, not in as in like cleaning. So I'm just really excited to hire people. And this 9 weeks has shown me what hiring people will do for them. Like, this is a place where everyone will know their name, right? And they'll be paid a little bit better than what our state normally pays a cleaner. And I can encourage them in everything I've learned too. And I'm just excited for that. Like, that's something I'm looking forward to. So it's not scary anymore.
Wow. Okay, it's my turn. If you're not watching the video, you see me bursting with pride. That is awesome, Ellen, because I think all our listeners will hear that's quite a shift. And you are absolutely not alone if you're having the challenge thinking about bringing on cleaners to replace you cleaning, even though sometimes you have the fear that, well, you have the desire, you don't want to be cleaning anymore. But then the fear kicks in. But what if they don't do it as well as me? What if this, what if that, and all the training and all the stuff I have to do? And even when you're in a place you don't like, then it stops you from making the move. And you've already gone through all that. You're on the other side already.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I heard that in your voice.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything you want to add, Ellen?
Well, and it's funny because maybe like a few months ago, I wouldn't have thought I'd be in this situation now. And it not that much time has passed and so much was accomplished. So I'm excited to see how in like another month or 2 months, what else will be different.
Yeah. Well, that spins right into my next question. What do you want to be different? What's your success plan now? What do you see for yourself?
Well, I see myself out of cleaning in the next month and a half to 2 months. So having people hired, really great people using core values that we've been learning about. And see, that's great because I wouldn't have known any of that unless I was with you for the 9 weeks. So I see myself out of cleaning, working on the business, making more profit, and in a few years from now, or like a year from now, just having more free time and everything in place to be able to have this run without me.
Yes. Yes. And then what happens when it's running without you? Let's take this way far.
Okay. And then when it's running without me, I would like to go to more national parks in the U.S. and go on a few trips, just visit friends in like in different states and then out of the country. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I have no doubt you're going to get there. We're going to help you get there on our continued journey. Yeah. Yes. Yes. And I'm going to continue to celebrate your growth. Ellen, is there anything else you want to add before we finish up? I asked you a lot of questions, I know.
Okay. One more thing comes to mind. So maybe
okay.
This, when we had our week 8 call and you presented moving on to next level, I had already known a little bit about it, and I thought in my mind that I wouldn't move forward. But then when we were talking, you weren't trying to sell me anything. I mean, I didn't feel that way, but I realized, like, I received my associate's degree a few years ago from a community college. I didn't have to pay that much to, like, go to a 4-year, like most of my peers have done. And this is an investment in my future. And I realized that when we were on our call last week, and I was just like, why would I not move forward? You guys have been with me for these 9 weeks and so much has happened already. And I need someone to push me. And it was just really freeing to realize that it's okay to spend money because it's an investment in my future and it's well worth it because it'll come back in abundance. And I know that will happen. So I'm excited.
Yes. Thank you for sharing that, Ellen. That is huge. It means so much. And I'm so excited that we get to move forward with you in your journey. Yeah. Thank you. So everyone, you heard it from one of the best. Ellen, thank you for joining us. You are now going to be forever in a hall of fame in Mike Campion's podcasts. And we're in the 900s now, folks. Just last week, I did a podcast. I said, Mike's in the 800s. No, I just saw that one come out and we're in 900 and something podcasts for you. So if you want more information, if you're enjoying learning a little bit more about yourself, a little bit more about your business and Mike's podcasts and how to grow your business, please tune in to more podcasts. You can go to our website, growmycleaningcompany.com. Tons of free information there for you to just help you inch your way forward, move forward. Get to your goals, right, Ellen?
Yeah.
Get to your goals and let us know if there's any additional support we can give you. So, Ellen, thank you again very much for coming on and joining me. And Cleaning Nation, wishing you all the best. Have an amazing day. Bye for now.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me. But like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share it with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now, 602-932-6431. Give me a text, say hey, can't wait to meet you.